We've referenced North Korea and how it sits to the north there of South Korea, threatening South Korea, the United States, and Japan, and anyone else, for that matter. So we have the leftist press. We have North Korea. We haven't talked about that. We talk about it a lot. You have Islam, which is around the world as another ideology. And then you have Christianity. These are different items. They all reflect a given worldview. So in this last segment, man, I'd like to kind of walk through this, if I could, and bring these differences with solutions down to the matter of worldview. Gary, if you were to consider very quickly the worldview of North Korea's leadership and their resultant actions, describe just briefly their worldview. What worldview do they have? What's it hinge on? Why they do what they do? And then tie in quickly with it, what would change if they were to incorporate a biblical worldview?
It's the difference between death and life and darkness and light, isn't it? You know, when I talk about the biblical worldview, I often say that it is looking at everything through the eyes of the Scripture. And so to answer your question, we go to John chapter 10 and verse 10, where Christ distinguishes his worldview, as it were, with the worldview or the mission of Satan. He says, "The thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy." That's Satan's mission. And that is the worldview of the North Koreans, to kill and to steal and to destroy. And that's what they do. That's what their goal is. That's what their motive is. They have no respect for life. They have no respect for truth. They have no respect for God. If their worldview would change to following what Christ said later on in John 10:10, where he said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly," then we would see a remarkable difference in their relationship with South Korea as well as the rest of the world. And so the fact of the matter is, when you have a worldview that follows Satan's mission, it's going to be diametrically opposed to the worldview that follows Christ's mission, and that's where North Korea is today. Certainly, we need to pray for them, and we need to pray for those to the south of them, the South Koreans.
And, Dave, before I go to Gary with another example right here, that was evident in that prayer gathering we had, we're talking about on Tuesday, and in the smaller meeting, there was clear evidence that there was prayer requested for North Korea, their leaders, and their people. That is a biblical worldview driven by a Christian view of the world. I do not believe that the dictator of North Korea or his entourage around him are praying for the well-being or the salvation of anybody in the South. A distinctive letters here. You know what I mean, Gary?
I'm sure, Sam. And, you know, when they talked about praying for the people of North Korea, I did not sense any animosity towards the North Koreans. They were concerned for their souls.
They were concerned
for their relationship with the Lord. It was an interesting thing to observe.
It really was. Dave, let me go to you as an example. We haven't talked about Islam on today, but it's a worldview. It's dominant. We're seeing a lot of things. Tell me very briefly, Dave, what is their worldview? Why do they do what they do, and how would a biblical worldview change what they do?
Well, Sam, it is the consummate example of a dichotomy. Obviously, Islam wants global domination. They want to establish a global caliphate. But Islam is, the term itself means submission, and it is a forced or coerced submission to a God, little g, who is incapable of love. If you know anything about Allah, he is not a loving deity. He is a God who forces those who submit to him to do so, versus a totally antithetical worldview in Christianity, which is voluntary submission to a God, big G, I'm talking about Jesus Christ, who is the epitome of love. And Sam, if there were a submission to Jesus Christ in the world or in the Islamic community, Sam, it would change everything. Look at the distinction between South Korea, where the gospel has reigned, as opposed to North Korea, where there's been absence of it. You see the dramatic difference on every level, spiritually, economically, and otherwise.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a practical difference between a biblical worldview and others. There is. Now, David, new. Let me conclude with you. The press, we talked about the press. We started the program with that. They're operating from a worldview right now as well. Describe it very briefly, why they're doing what they're doing, and how would a biblical worldview, if they were to embrace it, affect how the press is conducting their responsibilities and duties?
The chain of authority in the United States is found in the Declaration of Independence. It goes God, people, government. The chain of authority in North Korea is very different. It goes state, government, people, which means the people are on the bottom of the list. What the press needs to do is to stick to the Declaration of Independence. Then they won't have such hatred in their heart for Donald Trump. One of the big things that missionaries have done when they go overseas and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, they also proclaim the gospel of the Declaration of Independence. And where it takes hold, God blesses them. Korea is an unfinished war. There is no peace treaty. And I'm afraid it is going to come to a conclusion fairly soon.
That's a great summary, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, a biblical worldview does extend itself out. Dave talked about it. Voluntary submission to Jesus Christ, the result of which is peace. There's a huge difference between the worldview of an atheistic North Korea, an Islamic view of the world that says everybody does what we say, we kill you, or a Marxist view of a press that has rejected truth. There is a result. Be careful what worldview you hold, because it will cause you and lead you to very distinctive differences. That's why we talk so much about a biblical worldview and why the United States has been a shining city on a hill for a long time, but it's being jeopardized because we're walking away from it.